Today's daf, daf Samach Tet. So, we are up to, having now discussed the issues of the relationship of the Baal and the Av, we're up to now deeper questions about the nature of the Hakama and the Hafara. Because one way of looking at the Hakama is that it's the equivalent of my joining her netter. So it's not simply a lack of hafara that I haven't done anything, because I've actually changed the circumstances by being mekayim it. We saw that clearly earlier when one of the parties had been mekayim. It's not possible to be mitzarev afterwards the hafara of another party, even when the kiyam no longer exists. So now that leads us to a question about whether the nature of hafara is more than simply undoing the netter. It may also, the only reason, says the Ran, that we even have such a hava mina is because the Torah compares hakamah to hafaran. Let's see later on, we darsh in the posik isha yekemena v'isha yeferena. So the same way that we understand that the hakamah is netter-like in orientation, we'll see why, the hafaran may also be more than simply a cancellation of a netter, but maybe my standing with the power of neder against her neder. The nafkamina will be whether it's appropriate to conceive of a she'ela on a hafara. In other words, if hafara simply cancels the neder, the fact that afterwards I say, I changed my mind, thank you. Change your mind. And after you shoot the patient, you change your mind. You killed the neder, you can't change your mind. But if hafara works the same way hakama works, then if we will assume that Hakama, we've been assuming this until now, don't want to question it now, if Hakama itself is a type of neder, in which I back her neder with a neder, I could be shoyel on the Hakama. Since the Torah compares Hafarat to Hakama, then maybe I could be shoyel on Hafara as well. Or do I say that's taking it too far? I mean, what right do we have, even though the Torah compares it, would only compare it in things that are reasonable to compare. I mean, something that's a negative can't be compared to something that's a positive, so it doesn't mean to literally make a hekesh of hakamat hafara. That's today's opening question. Boy, Rava. Yesh she'ela b'hakem, o ein she'ela b'hakem. When we're talking about hakama, is it possible to actually do a she'ela on that hakama and to say the netter, so to speak, that I made in backing her netter, I'm sorry I ever did it, and if I do that, I shall now be able to be mefer if I wish? And that's the way we've been assuming until now. And im timsalomar yeshe'ela ba'akeim, if we indeed say that she'ela is appropriate for hakama, because hakama is not simply relinquishing my rights to ever being mefer, which is one way of looking at it. Okay, you know what? It's a good netter. Now I have nothing to say about it. But it's actually backing your netter. And it's saying, I want your netter with my kayach of making the dorim. If that's the case, I can be sure. So let's assume that that's appropriate. And that indeed, as we've been assuming until now, there is she'ela b'hakem. But I still want to know if yesh she'ela b'hafer, or ain't she'ela b'hafer. Hafara, which certainly on the face of it appears to be nothing but a cancellation of a netter, and I certainly can't be she'ela on a cancellation any more than I can be she'ela on a purchase. I mean, what does that have to do with she'ela? She'ela is a din in the dorim. It's not a din in a non-extant netter, which is what the case would be here. Or do we say, since the Torah compares Ishaya Kemena to Ishaya Ferena, we'll see we darshan that hekesh later, then it's appropriate to actually be she'el on a hafara. And the way to look at a hafara is not simply that I cancel your netter, but that I too have a kayach of netter that could stand against yours. Say, if I'm using that kayach, I could be she'el on it as all nederim. Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, nishalim ala hakem ve'in nishalim ala hafer. That in fact, hakama works as backing a netter with the power of your own ability to be neder. Therefore, you could be she'el on it, and therefore, indeed, it stands against another person's hafara. You can't even combine the two, as we said yesterday, even though I'll be she'el on the hafara, on the hakama. And when it comes to hafara, hafara is not appropriate for she'ela, because it doesn't work with nedarim, but works with the cancellation of a netter. Boy, rather, how about if a person says, kiyam lechi, and repeats the Kiyam Lechi. Kiyam Lechi. So he may be really thinking on it on two different levels. His first reaction is when she says the neder, you're such a jerk. You know what? Kiyam Lechi. Go keep your neder. Then maybe an hour later he says, you know, that's actually a darn good neder for you. Kiyam Lechi. It was a good idea. So those are two different kiyums. I mean, the fact is you could be shoel on a kiyum. We just said that. Okay? So suppose I'm shoel on the first kiyum. And I say to a chacham, look, I was angry, I wasn't thinking, so I said kiyum. So we're now cancel the hakama. But wait a minute. But after that I had said kiyum lechi on a different basis, right? I wasn't shoel on that hakama. But, I mean, that hakama didn't do anything because by the time I had said it, I had already been mekayem the neder with the first one. But assuming that hakama works with the koach of neder, which is the imtim tzolam, the way we ended up with Rabbi Yochanan's psak, then this would be similar to a case where a guy made two nedarim of exactly the same type. Now, a neder, a shvua can't be chal on a shvua, right? But if he's shoel on the first shvua, what would be the din? That's exactly the question. Does the fact that something has no difference in the impact that it makes, because I can't say the same thing twice, mean that even if I remove the reason that it couldn't have had an impact, it still has no impact? Because at the time it was meaningless? Or do we say, since when I'm shoel, I remove what was there, so now the saying of the second shvua has a place to be chal? In which case the saying of the second nakama has a place to be chal. Now I'll have to be shoel on the second nakama. He says the... Well, no, of course it has to be, because otherwise it's meaningless. What's the point of being shoel? I'm not going to get back my time. It's not going to clock, so I'm going to start ticking again. In other words, now it's out of your control. You're certainly not better off having made a hakama. Say, well, you know, what can I do? Let's start again. That's very nice, but it has no basis. So ma, nishal. So he says, kiyam lechi nishal hakama rishona. Does the second hakama have any chalot? Tashma, the Amar Rava here in the context of a shvua, that's not chalal a shvua, that im nishal harishona shniha chalala. So just like that's true by shvua, it should be chal true by hakama as well. Wait, Rav, I have another question. Suppose a guy wants to maintain control over the situation. So he says, kiyam lechi, but it's also mufer lechi, and just in case you misunderstand me and think that I want the hakama to be chal in a way that would prevent a hafara afterwards, I don't want the hakama to be chal unless the hafara can be chal. Okay, so now he's made it very, very clear. Ma, he's made it very, very clear that he certainly wants the hafara, right? Because the only condition that he's made is a condition that, look, if the hakama is going to make it impossible for me to be made, forget about it, I don't want a hakama. So the only real question here, says the Ram, and he says you can ignore all the other stuff everybody's saying and trying to ram it down your throat. It doesn't make any sense. You listen to me. He's very good about that kind of thing in the dark. But I've seen a lot of shatim. They all stink. So he says there's no question over here that the man wants the hafara. The only question is, does he also, welcome home Richie, does he also want the hakama? In which case, if he really wants the hakama, then neither the hakama and the hafara can be chal. Because he said he doesn't want the hakama unless there's the hafara. But if that hakama is going to be chal first as he said it, so then he really wants both. You can't have both. It's a question of one or the other. So therefore, the question is, do we have a right to say that ultimately he's telling us he wants the hafarak on hell or high water? Or is he saying that I want to be able to control hakamava farah the way I want? And I'll tell you. And the only reason he didn't make the tanai in the other direction, he meant the tanai in both directions. I don't want hafarah unless it's hakamah. I don't want hakamah unless it's hafarah. The only reason in the other direction is because he was afraid, since he said the word hakamah first, it would prevent the hafara from being chal. So therefore he said, oh, by the way, if that happens, I don't even want the hakama. I definitely wanted to be able to be a hafara. So how do we look at that? Says the Gemara, look, the truth is that the question of analysis of structures of words that are obviously limited to linear expression, you have to say one thing and then say another thing. That's a big Shiloh where the two things are contradictory. How to look at it. We've had this Shiloh many, many times. We know the famous Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi about Tfos Lashon Rishon, that where two things can't happen simultaneously. We're going to take the first piece. We take the first piece. We say, look, it's too late now. You can't adjust it. And obviously here it's a little bit different because he specified, I don't want what I'm saying unless, so he made it conditional. Normally, the classic cases, the cases in Temura, which is the basis in the Mishnah of the Machloket, where a guy says, Harezu Temurat Ola, Temurat Shlami. Now once an animal becomes an Ola, it can't become a Shlami. But if we take the two things together as one, they're not necessarily contradictory. Because if he means I want this to be an Ola and a Shlami, then what we would do is, we would sell the animal, we wait till it gets a mum, sell it, use half the money for an Ola, half the money for a Shlami, which the guy can donate anyway. So it's not really that it's innately contradictory. Now over here it's more complex because he made the one dependent on the other. Nonetheless, we can derive from that machloket what the din would be over here, says the Gemara. Tashma, miplukti de Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yossi. It's not. Harezo tmurat ola, tmurat shlami. According to Rabbi Meir, harezo tmurat ola. Because if the person really wanted to split it down the middle, he would have said, harezo tmurat ola vishlami. Instead, he said, tmurat ola tmurat shlami. There we say, Tfos Lashon Rishon, he makes it a Temurat Olah. Once it's a Temurat Olah, he can't turn it into a Temurat Shlami. Now you'd think that that means that in this case, once he says Kiyam Lach, despite the fact that afterwards he said, Lota Chala Hakama Elohim Ken Chala Farah, no. We'll see in a moment that that's not what the Gemara believes. But let's first finish Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says, look, if the guy says, that's what I was trying to say. I was trying to say it should be an Ola and a Shlomim. But I was afraid that if I would say Temurat Ola Vishlamim, that that wouldn't be possible and the Temura wouldn't apply to the Shlomim. But I was speaking legalese. I wanted to make absolutely certain it would be a Temurat Ola and a Temurat Shlomim, but it certainly didn't have in Kavon any kind of change of heart or anything like that. I was trying to make it both an Ola and a Shlomim. Since speech is linear, says Rabbi Yossi, what are you supposed to do? You're stuck with the fact that you can't say two things at once. Now, if you learn to have two mouths or whatever, you know, maybe this would be a problem. But under the circumstances, we analyze a linear thing as if it's what is all set together, because that's what you're trying to do. You're just logistically prevented from doing so. And therefore, in that's the only way that you can achieve what it is you're trying to do. Now, no. So therefore, in our case, says the Gemara, in our case, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is not a problem. What about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says, even Rabbi Meir, I feel Rabbi Meir lo ka'amar, ela de lo amar lo techolzu, elim ken chalazu. No, Rabbi Meir was only talking about a case where there was no condition that made it imperative that the Afara was going to be Chal, right? But I mean, over here, he clearly is saying, I don't want the Hakama. I'm telling you to be making it, but I'm making a condition. Now, certainly Rabbi Meir agrees you can make conditions. I'm saying this Hakama that I'm currently making shall not be a Hakama unless there is a Hafara. I mean, so in that case, obviously, I mean, it's not just that according to Rabbi Yossi, Kama is for sure can't be Chal without Afara, because he's saying the Afara, the Kama is dependent on the Afara. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, all that you're left with, according to Muran, all that you're left with is the Afara that he definitely wants. So that, for sure, we're not even questioning. So he doesn't mean the order. In other words, if he meant Hakama first and then Afara, that's impossible. He doesn't mean it in that order, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's a given. But since he makes the Hakama dependent on the Hafara is the given. And the moment the Hafara is called, there can't be a Hakama, because you can't do Hakama after you're already made for it. Okay, now, what about Rabbi Meir? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir only said that we'll take the Temurat Ola because you didn't make it into dependent on the other thing. But over here, you made a condition. So even according to Rabbi Meir, despite the fact that over there Temurat Shlomi was said after the words Temurat Ola, and it can't be Chal, because there's no way that once it's a Tumrat Olah, it should be a Tumrat Shlamim. Over here, it's different. Because he said, Beferush, if this Hakama, being Chal, prevents Ahafara being Chal, I don't want it. So therefore, when he said over here, it is Mufar, he, in this case, he does not mean first Hakama and then Ahafara. Because he made it dependent on the Ahafara. And therefore, it's impossible for this Hakama to be Chal at all. Now, there's one complicating factor. The complicating factor is this. The Gemara in Temura says that the reason that Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yossi in this particular case, I mean, we should ask Rabbi Meir. Well, I don't understand. So what's a person supposed to do? Grow another mouth? How is he supposed to speak in a linear fashion? The Gemara there says that Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Yossi, look, if the guy meant to say two things at once, why did he repeat the word Tmura? He should have said, Harezet Tmurat Ola Ushlamim. Since he didn't say Harezet Tmurat Ola Ushlamim, he seems to be focusing on the mode by which it's Chal. First it should be a Tmurat Ola, then it should be a Tmurat Shlamim. In that case, says Rabbi Meir, he doesn't have the power to do what he thinks he wants to do, because the moment that he turned it into Tmurat Ola, he can no longer turn it into Tmurat Shlamim. Now, if that's the case, since over here there's no equivalent extra verbiage, you're not saying something over here that indicates that you want it to be specifically this and not the other way. So the Gemara should have come out with the opposite. The Gemara should have said, the only reason that Rabbi Meir argued on Rabbi Yossi over there was because of the fact that he doubled his lakshas at Tmurat Ola, Tmurat Shlamim. Since over here he didn't say Tmurat Ola, Tmurat Shlamim, he apparently is trying to make them both Chal B'vat Achat. Why does the Gemara say that? Says the Ran, the reason the Gemara doesn't say it is because only over there where there's an option for it to be Chal B'vat Achat. What's that option? We wait until the animal gets a mum, we sell it, and we use half of the money for this and half of the money for that. So it can be a Tmurat Ola Shlamim. There, Rabbi Meir says, since that's possible, we would use that explanation, if not for the fact that we have extra words. Over here, it's not possible. You cannot be both Mefer and Mekayim. The two things are contradictory. So now our question is, okay, so then, do you mean something that can't happen? Or since you made it dependent in this fashion, Rabbi Meir would agree to Rabbi Yossi. And what it is that you're saying is the thing that you're making it all dependent on. That's the Shaila. So therefore we're saying even Rabbi Meir over here is not trying to give an order like he did in Temura. First Hakama and then Hafara. Which of course would have meant that there can be no Hafara. But rather, certainly there's no Hakama either. And that's for sure because he made Hakama dependent on the Hafara. That's a given, according to the Ran. But there also cannot be Hafara because he said, what's Hakama first? We wouldn't say that. Because by making the Tanai, he's clearly not being makbid on the organization of the statement. He's saying you can forget about that Hakama if there's not going to be Ahafara. So therefore, even Rabbi Meir agrees, we have an opportunity for two things to be Chal. And one of them is going to make the Chalos of the other impossible. So over there, Rabbi Meir would agree that unless there are extenuating circumstances, indeed, you would take one to be Chal. That's the underlying thing that he's saying. Now, it's true that over there, since he said first Murat Allah, that's the first thing that would be Chal. But over here, despite the fact that he said Mukam Lach first, it's not going to be Chal, that's for sure. Because he also said, I don't want the Hakama unless there's Afara. Okay, so if that's the case, does it mean nothing happens? No, it means the Afara happens. That's the point. He doesn't want to be Ma'akev the Afara. So therefore, both Alibeder Rabbi Meir and Alibeder Rabbi Yossi, in this case, we say the bottom line is, the person is interested at least in Afara, the Afara is Chal. Once that's true, there's nothing to discuss anymore about that Kama. And that would be true both Alibeder Rabbi Yossi and Alibeder Rabbi Meir.
It doesn't matter what the Yossi said, the Hakama would be Shoel on it.
No, because there was no Shaila. I mean, if anything, it makes it better. You know, I could always get the Hafara anyway. So, okay, so then if that's the case, the Hafara is Chal. And once it's Chal, you don't need the Shaila. So here, since you said, even Rabbi Meir is moded afara chala. Okay, I have another question. Boy, Rabba. How about if he did say it, literally? All in one time. Should be both mekuyam and mufar. Is there a question over here as to whether something is chal? In other words, do I have a suffix? Since these things are contradictory, I can no longer say, all right, that wasn't clear. You know what? Made for love. Wait a minute. What do you mean? It wasn't clear, and therefore made for lach. I mean, you can't be made for an esophic if it wasn't clear. I mean, maybe there's a hakama that's standing here at some level. Here, says the Gemara, that's clearly not a problem. Tashma, the Yom HaRabba, this is a klal all over. Kol she'eno b'zeh achazeh, api filo v'atachat eno. If you can't achieve two things in a linear order, then you can't achieve them at the same time. In other words, a statement which attempts to do two contradictory things, and what shows that they're contradictory, the fact that they cannot be done one after the other in any way. You can't do a hakama and then a hafara. You can't do a hafara and then a hakama. That's the bottom line. Therefore, if you're trying to do them together, that's a meaningless statement. So you'll say, wait a second. If that's the rule, why were we even thinking about that complicated other case where he said there should be a hakama, but hakama shouldn't be chal unless there's a hafarat? And we just throw the whole statement out and say that kosheinu b'zachazet afil b'vatachat enu, says the Ran, is like a parable at all. The only time we say that is where there's no construction that you made in the interrelationship, like the condition. Maybe you made a condition. The hakama should not be chal unless not for us. So then you're making one dependent on the other. We understand then the hakama won't be chal. Now our only question is the afaraka? Okay, so this is not a shayla of kosh ena bezeh chazeh. I agree that there's no hakama. Fine. That's not what we're discussing. The question is whether the condition that you made basically obviated the hakama. Okay, now let's talk about what's the din of the afaraka. That's why we've then come to the question, but how about where, in fact, the two are there? Are we left with a suffix? The classical location of this, by the way, is a guy who gives kiddushin to two sisters. It's okay, so we have a suffix, which one was makamish, which one was chal, because gave a vatachat. No. You can't do one after the other, by definition, because kiddushin will not be chal. You can't do both together. There's nothing. There's a suffix, kiddushin, there's nothing. So that's exactly this case. There's nothing. There's no hafarat. There's hakamah. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's not a suffix. Okay.
Isn't there a limited
hafarat? I don't know. I'm shocked.
Maybe I didn't pay the mayor for 2 days.
We're going to get right to that. Exactly. Our president is so in touch that he senses the Gemara's upcoming issues. No, really, it's so reasonable, it's so logical, that's what we're getting to. In other words, we've been taking for granted that there's an either-or situation. But in fact, is there a way to make it not an either-or situation? And that's exactly the next piece. Boy, Rabbi, I got another question. Suppose he says, Kim l'chi hayom, I want to be mekayim the netter for a day. Now, what's the din over there? Niam nina. Is that the same thing as saying, I am saying that this neder should be mufar tomorrow? He never said that. He never said, I am being mefer. He just said where he's being mekayim. Now, it's true that this implies that had he said mufar lach lemachar, that would be okay. That's jumping to conclusions. In other words, we're taking an extreme. We're saying, look, the truth is, I don't really know what the din would be about lemachar, as we're going to see. But even assuming that it is possible to be made for a neder for a time when I will no longer be empowered to be made for the neder, right? Let's assume that's possible. But we have over here a number of other questions, because having said it should be mukam to you, doesn't necessarily mean that I've said the equivalent that should be mufar to you tomorrow. Furthermore, is it possible to do such a thing? which is I'll be Mekayim for a bit of time and then I'll be Mefer. Now, the truth is that the entire sugya is very poorly constructed here. Why? I don't know. But what should have been...
Based on where it appears.
No. What? No. It's poorly constructed because the Imtim Salomas are backwards. Mm-hmm. In other words, we should have first questioned what is the halacha about if we're going to do this. Can I be Mefer and then be Mekim if I give a time limit? Assuming that I can I be Mefer even at a time when I'm not even able to be Mefer? So the Kafara I'm saying now should be Chal tomorrow. And assuming that that's true, what would be the din about my language if I said it should be Mukab today? Do I mean it should be Mufar tomorrow? Okay? The reason,
that's what I meant by reading it when I read ahead. Right.
So the truth is that because of the fact that there's two directions to go here, in other words, we have to make a set of assumptions no matter what we do. So the shaila is which set of assumptions we should start off with. The one that we're starting off with is, let's assume that it's possible to do things bizman. Let's assume it's possible to do it afterwards. Then we'll get to discuss that. But it's not begetter, the normal Imtim Saloma. Because we have to first make the assumptions and then do it. So the Ron says it's a little bit of Lishna Katia. It's a little bit of a mixed up language. Okay? But the truth is, if we would have done it the other way, we also would have had to make certain assumptions in the way we would have constructed it. So, you know, even if we would have made the first set the question of whether one could come after the other, I would still have had to go to the shaila of what's the din afterwards. So, okay. What's that?
Would Rabbi say stunted and not fully expressed? Or that's
no, again, you know, ketia just means you're not making yourself very clear what your assumptions are. Okay, so im timtza lomar. Let's even say that, look, you didn't say what's going to be tomorrow. I mean, halo amarla. Suppose he just says to her, let's forget about the other issue, one saka. See, here you really run into problems. Because here you have to say, I don't know whether after being Mefer you could ever be Mekim, you know. After being Mekim you could ever be Mefer. So you know what? Let's talk about a case where you weren't Mekim. You were just Mefer tomorrow. You see how problematic it is? Mm-hmm. So let's say you just said it's more for l'chila machar. Then what would be the din? Mi amrina, do we say, well, you can't be made for tomorrow because you couldn't be made for tomorrow even if it were tomorrow. So you can't be made for today for tomorrow. So mi amrina l'machar lo matzi mefer. Because in saying, this also, ketia, because there's another issue over here. Because by saying it should be mufra tomorrow, you're implying that you like it today. But that boils down to akama. So maybe once you make akama, you can't make afara. You see how confused the Gemara is? By putting it in this order, yeah, in every case, you've left a number of unresolved issues. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's not the normal construction where I zero in on an issue and I get to that issue. On each level, I remain unresolved. And as I first talk about the question, can I say it's Mukuyim, does that mean tomorrow? Yeah, but what do you mean, does it mean tomorrow? But I mean, even if it did mean tomorrow, is that possible after you make Akama? And even if it would be possible after you make Akama, I mean, do you still have the power to analyze the times, Akama, Afora? And even if you could, I mean, tomorrow isn't tomorrow too late. So we can't deal with all of the options at once. It's very problematic. Even when we get to the next stage. Okay, let's avoid the issue of Akama. Can you be made for tomorrow? But there's a number of questions there also. First of all, doesn't that imply that you already did Akama? Once doing Akama, maybe you can't do Afara. Even if it doesn't apply, it implies such a thing. But do you have the kayak to be made for tomorrow? Because tomorrow you couldn't be made for. Can you be made for today, for tomorrow? Again, we're not resolving one clear issue at each point. O Dilma, Kima Delo Amar Kiyam L'chi Ayom. Since you didn't say Beferish, I want to be Mekayim it today. So Kikamal Amufar L'chi L'machar. He means from today it should be Mufar for tomorrow. Okay, so in other words, we first focus purely on the language issues. What do you mean when you're saying this? Now we'll start focusing on the potential. In other words, what koach were given to you in the dinim of afar and hakam. So let's assume that we've figured out the language. We know what you want. Let's take a case where we don't get confused.
By makor, does he mean after the 24 hours?
Yes.
Or it could be makor. Yeah.
No. Specifically, that's what he means. The im tinsaloma. If you want to tell me that afilo achikiva dekima hayon lamocher command the ite dami, maybe you'll tell me, okay, but in that case it's too late and so on, and you already makayim it. I will ask you where we don't get involved in any of those other issues. The man speaks out what he's talking about, and he doesn't leave any doubt about something being chal at a time that he doesn't have the problem. Now, this should have been the first issue, right? So he says, Kiyam l'chi sha'a. For 1 hour, I want it to be mekuyam. Now, how does that work? Is it a kiyam, once it's there? So, mi aminan. First of all, our question is, if you say kiyam l'chi l'sha'a, is he saying to you, mufer l'chi l'acher sha'a dami? Or he didn't even say that. And how about if he does say it? Right? So, im tibzulma halo amar la, mi omar la mai. And here's finally we get to the bottom line. If you would have said beferish, it should be mekuyam for an hour, and then it should be mufer. What's the thing? Then we can go backwards and we can ask, what do you mean? And suppose you only said it should be kiyam for you an hour. Did you mean? And then we could say, and how about if you said kiyam lachayom? Do you mean mufer lamacher? And can you be meaning lamacher if it's longer in your kayach lamacher? So on, right? Okay. So mi aminan given the kimo, do we say, look, once you're mekayim and it's mekuyam, it's no longer in your hands. El dilma given the kula yuma bar hakamar bar hafarahu. Or do we say that it's not the pshat that when the Torah gives you the time, the Torah is saying you've got this amount of time to determine whether you want hakamar or hafarah. No. If that's what it meant, then you're right. The moment you shot your bolt, you said it's mukam. It's mukam. You said it's mufer. It's mufer. There'd be nothing to do. But maybe the point is that the Torah says for 24 hours, it's in your hands to determine the state of this net. Maybe that's the point. So if I say hakama for a certain amount of time, that's fine because I'm utilizing my ability to apply or not apply the netter as I want, and it's still in my rishus to do so.
And I can limit it. It's not like he's fast.
Why not? The Torah is saying the state of her netter is up to your state of mind. So I'm saying, right for an hour, I'd like her to learn a lesson. Let her watch me eating the Haagen-Dazs. And she swore off Haagen-Dazs. Okay. After that, it's okay. But I want her to suffer for this 1 hour. That's all you had, right? No, it's not passive. If it passes, you can look at it very simply. If it passes out of your rishus, then it's now a neder. It's not that it's necessarily active.
No, but if he shuts up and doesn't say anything.
So, that doesn't mean it's the same thing as adding his neder to hers. Shutting up, we've already seen that shutting up is very different than akama. We saw yesterday in terms of the passing over to the father. If the Baal dies, and it's still within that time, it passes over to the father, as if he's Mekayim, it doesn't. It's too late. We've seen the difference in the case where somebody was Mekayim and then was Sharol in his Hakama, between the other guy's Afara and his Afara. So that's not true. It's not the same at all. So therefore, our question is, do we say that Kivan Dekula Yuma Bara Kama Bara Farahu, it's in your hands, the Torah gave it into your hands, so why not do it by the hour? So kiyama mufer lechi leyakasha mahana. So even if now you want to only have hakama for an hour and then afara, that's fine. Tashma. Let us bring a proof from the following case. A woman says harini nizira. Her husband hears this and says va'ani. Me too. I'll also put on a nun's uniform. And then afterwards, he can't say, okay, but I want to cancel your nazirut. Because he was matvis his own nizirut and her nizirut. Okay, but I mean, who cares? So, the most that it implies is that I want you to have your neder long enough for me to be matvis in it, right? So why can't he now say, okay, but now that I was matvis my neder and yours, I'm a nazir, but now I want to cancel your nizirut. If you're able to be mekayim for a brief moment, why can't you turn around now and be mefer? So therefore, we should say over here, am I? Name of va'ani da'amar v'al nafshei. When he said me too, he didn't mean me too agrees with your being a nazira. He means me too believes I should be a nazir. Now, if he wants to say, what about your neder? As far as your neder is concerned, I don't like that neder. So he should say, hareini nazira dila, only shahachat kaima. He only wanted it long enough for his neder to have what to be matfis. Liachar sha'ah, but after that, he boy lefer, why can't he say, I don't like it. Amai eno yachol lafer, I would assume it's because, lav mishum kivin the kimu kimu. Having once been mekayim it, you can't now change it. It's not that the Torah gave it into your hand for the next day. It's that you've got an opportunity to either be mekayim or to be mefer. You're mekayim, you can't now, you don't no longer have any rishus over the matter. The day's over. You used it. That's the point. L'chor, it's a riot. Says there was no riot at all. No. Of course not. No. Kasava kova ani. Kamad yomer the kiyam l'chi. Lo'olam dami. When a guy says va'ani, he's indicating kiyam. Did he say for a little while? No. He's saying, gee, that's nice. You're in the zira. I'll be in Nazir too. If you maybe if you said the Feirush, you should be no, you should be in the Zira long enough for me to be a Nazir. Then Enochinami, then afterwards he maybe would have been able to be Mefer. You can't prove it from here, because when you just go ahead and indicate approval of a thing, that's a typical Hakama. Nobody ever thought that you could change your mind after Hakama without Sheila. Of course you would need to be shut up. Boy, Rabbi, Yeshe Laba Hakim or Inche Laba Hakim. Im Tim Salomar, Yeshe Laba Hakim, Yeshe Laba Afer, or Inche Laba Afer. Rashma Yomar Avi Yochanan, Nishalim Allah Hakim, Vein Nishalim Allah Afer. Boy, Rabbi, Kim Lachi, Kim Lachi, Vinishala Al Kamari Shonamahu, Tashma Yomar Rabbi, Im Nishala Al Harishona, Shnia Chalala, Boy, Rabbi. Kim lechi umufa lechi, but lo techola akamal in kin chala afara. Mao. Tashmami pluta the Rebbe Meir of Rebbe Yosef. It's not. Arezu tumrat ola tumrat shalmim, arezu tumrat ola de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yosef, merim lekach net kavin mitchila, ho vi yif shalik rot shnei shemot kachat, vorov kayamim, va filo Rebbe Meir lo ka omar, ela de lo omar lo techo zo ela in kin chala zo. Aval hacha di omar lo techola akamal ela in kin chala afara, even Rebbe Meir is moda da afara chala. Boy, Rava, kiye mumufer lachi bavatachat. Ma, tashma di yomar Rava, kol she'eno bezeach haze, afil bavatachat eno. Boy, Rava, kiyem lachi hayom ma, mi aminu kiven di yomar la, keman di yomar la mumufer lachi lamachar, al di yomar halo amar la, and im tim tzil yomar halo amar la, how about if he just said mumufer lachi lamachar ma, mi aminu lamachar lamatzi mefer da kiyem lanidre hayom, Adoma kiva de lo omar la kiyam lachi hayom, ki ka omar la mufa lachi lamachar, what he really means is me hayom. Vim tim tzul omar afilo achi kiva de kimo hayom, it's too late, and lamachar kemandi ite dame, what would be if you avoid that problem by being makayim lachi sha'a? Mi amrina kemandi omar la mufa lachi lamachar sha'a dame, adoma lo omar la. And if we finish, finally, our questions of a language, im tim tzoloma halo amarla, miu amarla, mai. Mi amrina de kiva de kimo kimo, o diom ba kiva de kula yuma barakamal barafrau, ki om amufa de kila yachar sha'a mahani. Tashma reni nizira, vishama ba'ala v'yamahani, v'ani, en yachol afer, v'amai. Neima, the most that he's saying, v'ani de amaru al nafshen. He wants to be a noz, davi noz. But as far as the words Hareini Nizira Dila that she mentioned over there, basically all he's doing is saying Sha'achat Kima, but the Yachar Sha'ai Boy Lefer Amayin Yochol Afer. There must be only one reason: Lav Mishum the Kimva the Kimo Kimo, and you don't have rishus for the entire day to decide what you want. No, that's not why. It's Kasava Kolva Ani Kaman Yoma Kim Lachi Lo Lam Dami. If he wants to change his mind, he's going to require She'ilah.